the set of variables that people from Paris to Istanbul to Sao Paulo to Ohio describe sounds like breaking the social contract.
I think it's not just the amount of money you have at the end of the year. It's also, do you have dignity? Do you have meaning? Do you have purpose?
And I think part of what's going on is that some of this is just the jarring change that happens when there's a large technological and cultural shift, and people who are uncomfortable, and understandably so, to say, you know, I had a life that I understood and it had rules and an environment in which I was comfortable. And when that changes, they look for somebody to blame.
I do believe that these grievances are real. And I want to make clear that in part of it's economic. Part of it is that we have greater economic inequality in the United States right now than at any point since the Great Depression.
It's no longer going to be acceptable to make a killing on your investments while the people that work for those companies don't make a living wage. People will look back on that in the history books as a moral blind spot.
In some ways, the role of government today is to make sure that there is something overarching which unites us, even at this time of tremendous fragmentation.
Join us for the special series on rebuilding the social contract. We're looking at the issue from three distinct perspectives: that of the public, that of the corporate sector, and that of government.